It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Actor and director Bradley Cooper wiped off Lady Gaga's face before she auditioned for A Star Is Born. In order to convince the team at Warner Brothers that Gaga was a perfect fit to play aspiring singer Ally, Cooper whipped out a makeup wipe to help her prep for her screen test. A source explains with it, he erased the colors from her forehead down to her chin. He wanted to see Gaga completely open with no artifice. Gaga told the Los Angeles Times that going barefaced for her big screen debut helped her get into character. She said it put me right in the place that I needed to be because when my character talks about how ugly she feels, that was real. I'm so insecure. I like to preach, but I don't always practice what I preach. The singer wound up filming her audition wearing nothing but lip balm and moisturizer. She understood why the film studio was initially on the fence about casting her, saying that some people don't really know what I look like. And according to Gaga's acting coach, Susan Batson, they'll also be doing double takes when they see the finished film out October 5th. She said the Lady Gaga that the public knows, they won't see her. So now I really want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see what she really looks like without meat all over her.
Cardi B is taking maternity leave very seriously. Sources say that she won't leave her newborn daughter to do a show unless she's being paid at least $300,000, and the show must also be close to home. Cardi B has performed once since giving birth. She made a surprise appearance in Migos' New York show over the weekend, but her husband Offset is a member of the group. Sources say that she's getting offers in the $500,000 range.
Oh my gosh.
A writer for the very progressive feminist website Jezebel called out Cardi B and said, "It's great and all that Cardi B is showing that mothers who have just given birth can have standards, but her asking for $300,000 is just not fair. Some people will never make that much money." And I'm like, are you kidding me? Be proud of somebody for making it. She went from nothing to something. As Drake would say, she went from the bottom. Now she's here.
Started from the bottom.
She's living the American dream. Shut up. Also, Jessica Simpson is desperate to make a singing comeback and will use Sister Ashley Simpson's reality show to make that dream come true. Sources say that Jessica is desperate to perform a song by Ashley's famed mother-in-law, Diana Ross, on the E! Show, Ashley and Evan. But that won't be happening. Instead, she is writing music and working on a song for the show's finale. So I guess we are going to get more Jessica Simpson music, but just the
Jessica had some bops back in the day. Like, I want a return of the Jessica Simpson music.
I love her. And Beyonce and Jay-Z gave away $100,000 in scholarships during their concert in Orlando Wednesday. DJ Khaled made the announcement as the student. Keyshawn Morgan was in the audience. He was shocked when he found out that it was him who got the scholarship. He said, "I can't believe this. I want to be a lawyer. I can't believe I won this." As part of their scholarship program, Beyonce and Jay-Z will award $100,000 to a high school senior at each of the 11 cities where they performed during their tour. This is so great. The award go to students who have excelled academically in high school but do not have the financial means to afford to attend college during the 2018 and 19 academic years. Recipients are chosen by the Boys and Girls Club of America.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.